Despite the winter storm, nurses at Berkshire Medical Center are planning a rally in Pittsfield today over what they say are unsafe staffing levels at the hospital. WAMC spoke with Amber Van Bramer, a registered nurse at BMC, who is also a member of the bargaining committee for the Massachusetts Nurses Association at the hospital. The union represents all of the roughly 800 nurses at Berkshire Medical Center.
The purpose of this rally, and we're doing it because on numerous occasions we have informed the management team at Berkshire Medical Center that the nurses are understaffed and that the nurses are taking care of more patients than it's safe for. And we've done that numerous times, and numerous times it's just brushed off, and we haven't really seen what we have asked for. So 2 years ago, we did an informational picket, so we just felt like it was appropriate to start letting the community know what's going on as well. So that's why we're doing the rally.
And what have nurses at BMC proposed as safe staffing levels?
Well, we are currently in contract negotiations. So we gave them actually two different proposals. Both would improve the guidelines. One is a guideline and one is a safe patient limit. So we have given them both, and we actually just gave the more recent one on Tuesday, so we actually haven't heard a response yet.
What's the patient-to-nurse ratio that you guys are looking at?
The guideline proposal that we gave is unit-specific, and the safe patient limit is a hospital-wide. Without having the paper in front of me, I wouldn't be able to speak specifically. But generally, it's a 4-to-1 ratio for med-surg floors and a 3-to-1 ratio for a step-down unit.
And what are the impacts on the nurses, on the patients, on the hospital overall, operating, as you say it is, with unsafe staffing levels?
So when we don't have enough nurses to care appropriately for the patients that we have, we don't get to spend as much time with the patients. And there could be times that something little is missed that makes them increase their care and get brought up to a different level of care because a nurse couldn't take care of them appropriately because they had too many patients at that time.
And has that happened?
I personally couldn't speak on that.
And you mentioned that there was a similar rally at Berkshire Medical Center back in December 2014 that was closer to the March 2014 closure of North Adams Regional Hospital. Have conditions at all changed at Berkshire Medical Center since that 2014 rally?
Conditions have not gotten better. We did that so that way we could get the more nurses to take care of the patients better, and we have not seen a result from our first informational picket.
And beyond this rally, what are some of the next steps for the nurses union?
We are also going to do another informational picket at the end of the month. We're waiting to hear from management side on the other safe staffing proposal that we gave them. So I think we need to hear what they have to say before we can decide a next step.
And how would you characterize the negotiations with management?
I don't feel that they're going very well. I don't think that they are listening to us. We have other members from Berkshire Medical Center, the nurses, coming that are not on the specific 15 committee people. They get to listen to what management says, and they also have told their stories to management as well to try to help management understand what's going on, and they just aren't really responding.
Mike Leary is the Director of Media Relations for Berkshire Health Systems, the parent company of Berkshire Medical Center.
Every 3 years, like clockwork, the MNA holds events similar to the one being held today. Additionally, BMC is far from unique in this type of attack. Every hospital with an MNA contingent goes through the same thing during contract negotiations and faces the same false accusations. In the past few years alone, there were so-called patient safety demonstrations and rallies by the MNA against Bay State Noble Hospital in Westfield, Brigham and Women's in Boston, Newton Wellesley, Morton Hospital in Taunton, and St. Vincent's in Worcester, among others. This is a tactic used to try and advance the MNA's political agenda and nothing more. Berkshire Medical Center is ranked among the safest hospitals in the nation by independent organizations that analyze publicly available data on patient safety and quality, and this includes the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, the LeapFrog Group, HealthGrades, the American Heart Association, and many others. We're very proud of the exceptional care our staff provides our community.
The nurses are planning a rally at 4 p.m. today at Park Square in downtown Pittsfield. The Massachusetts Nurses Association says the next negotiating session with Berkshire Medical Center is set for February 14th. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.